Friday, February 16th, when I was a young wrestling fan, I gravitated towards the bad guys, the heels. Macho Man jumps out as the first one, along with Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen in the NWA, which was the Atlanta rival of the WWF at that point. So currently, as I've talked about wrestling a bunch here lately, because, you know, we're going to WrestleMania, exciting news. My friend is involved in a lot of the stuff, so it's just very near and dear to the family now. So as we lead up to WrestleMania, we're watching a lot. And The Rock, officially tonight, really, like an hour ago, even less than that, made the full heel turn. Like, they're bringing back The Rock as, you know, arguably the most popular human on the planet. The biggest movie star on the planet, let's say, and turning him into a bad guy that the fans are booing en masse. But also, you know, the older crowd, like myself, are getting a kick out of what's happening here. And The Rock has always been what made him so awesome in the WWE back in his, you know, rise is probably what makes him one of the biggest stars and most charismatic actors in the world, is his ability on the microphone. Not sure anyone's ever been better. Maybe Ric Flair, but The Rock is a wizard with the mic in his hand, and he's hysterical, whether good guy or heel. So tonight he officially like joined the Bloodline, which is Roman Reigns, who's been champ for like 4 years. His crew, they're allegedly related, they're cousins somehow. And they are now essentially together. And The Rock came out tonight and during his mic work in the ring in Utah, really fully like went in, calling the people in the crowd inbreds and, you know, their 50, you and your 50 wives can tell your 600 inbred grandchildren one day that you're seeing greatness in the flesh, right? And everybody boos, and he's like, he's just playing with them. And at one point, somebody says something. He goes, shut up, fatty, or The Rock will come out there and slap the herpes off your lips. Like, what a genius fucking line. And that's why he's Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. So I'm psyched because I get to root for a bad guy, and that bad guy happens to be The Rock, arguably the most famous person in the world. It's just a very unbelievable storyline setup and humor for us old school wrestling fans. And my kids, they love The Rock going into this. So the idea of people booing him is weird to them, it was weird to me when I saw it first too. It's like, I don't understand how the fans are like leaning with his Cody Rhodes over The Rock, but that's what's happening, and WWF writers are just playing right into it and saying, all right, you want to boo The Rock, let's just dig in and go for it. And Mr. Johnson obviously agreed as a TKO board member now and is just playing along and playing the part and crushing it. And he's going to continue to crush it, and I'm psyched to witness it. So if you're ever a wrestling fan or just like The Rock and like this type of mic work and humor, try to find the next time The Rock is on one of these Raw or SmackDown shows, or check a clip on YouTube, because it's awesome.